How I Made My First $1 Million. Nambukal Sumonga. Table of Contents. Title Page, Copyright. Introduction, Chapter 1, A New Beginning. Chapter 2, The First Hustle. Chapter 3, Learning the Market. Chapter 4, The First Business. Chapter 5, Scaling Up. Chapter 6, Hitting a Roadblock. Chapter 7, The First Major Success. And Chapter 8, Reinventing the Strategy. Chapter 9, Expansion. Chapter 10, Breaking into the Big Leagues. Chapter 11, Navigating Failures. Chapter 12, The $1 Million Moment. Conclusion, How I Made My First $1 Million. By Nambukal Sumonga. An inspiring self-biography of an African immigrant's journey to financial success. Copyright 2024 GPI. All rights reserved. No part of this book may be reproduced or distributed without permission. Introduction. 10 years ago, I arrived in the United States with nothing but a broad dream for and a pranirach and determination to succeed. I didn't have a roadmap, I didn't have connections, and I certainly didn't have a safety net. But what I did have was hunger, the kind that drives people to push past every obstacle. In the following pages, I will share my journey from being a struggling immigrant to building a $1 million business empire. This is not a tale of overnight success. It is a story of hard work, persistence, failures, and triumphs. Whether you are an aspiring entrepreneur, a dreamer looking for motivation, or someone searching for guidance on how to build success from the ground up, this book is for you. Welcome to my journey, Nambukal Sumonga. Chapter 1, A New Beginning. The airplane shuddered slightly as it descended through the thick clouds, the towering skyline of New York City emerging beneath the mist. Nambukal Sumonga took a deep breath, pressing his forehead against the cold window. The city was massive, larger than anything he had ever seen back home in Congo. As the aircraft touched down, his heart pounded with a mix of excitement and anxiety. This was it, the beginning of everything. He had left behind his family, his childhood, and the life he had always known, chasing a dream that had no guarantees. Walking through the terminal, he clutched the strap of his small, worn-out backpack, the only thing he carried besides his suitcase. Inside were just a few clothes, a notebook filled with ideas, and $500 in cash. His entire life savings. He had rehearsed this moment in his head countless times, but now, standing in the middle of JFK International Airport, everything felt overwhelming. The people moved fast, speaking in a language he understood only partially. The neon advertisements, the sea of taxis, the rush of travelers. It was a completely different world. A voice echoed over the intercom.
Welcome to the United States.
Nambukal let out a deep breath and stepped forward. It was time to begin. The reality hits. His first challenge was finding a place to stay. Before leaving Congo, he had read stories of people who arrived in America and built fortunes. What the stories didn't mention were the nights spent struggling to find shelter, the feeling of being lost in a sea of strangers. The first few days, he stayed in a cheap motel, rationing his money carefully. $500 wasn't much in New York City. He couldn't afford to waste a single dollar. Walking the streets during the day, he was both amazed and intimidated. Everything was expensive. The coffee shops, the food stands, even the bus fares. He realized quickly that if he didn't start earning money soon, he'd be broke within a week.
I need a job,
he muttered to himself.
Any job.
The first opportunity. Nambukal had no formal resume. He had no connections. He barely knew anyone in the country. But he had something more valuable than experience, persistence. He walked into every shop, restaurant, and small business in the area, asking the same question.
Are you hiring?
Most people shook their heads. Others didn't even acknowledge him. Finally, after hours of rejections, he found himself in a small restaurant kitchen. A middle-aged man with a thick New York accent looked him up and down.
You ever washed dishes before?
The man asked. Nambukal nodded. He had never washed dishes in a professional kitchen before, but he wasn't about to say no.
Good. You start now.
And just like that, he had his first job in America. The first hard lesson. For the next few weeks, he worked long shifts, washing endless stacks of dishes, scrubbing pots, and wiping down counters. The pay was just enough to cover food and rent for a shared apartment with three other immigrants. He barely had time to sleep, but he was surviving. That was what mattered. But something was growing inside him, a realization. He wasn't just here to survive. He had come to America to build something. Every night after his shift, he sat by the window of his small, shared apartment, scribbling down ideas in his notebook. He watched the city lights twinkle and told himself,
"One day, I won't just work for a paycheck. I will build something of my own."
And with that thought, the first seed of entrepreneurship was planted. Chapter 2, The First Hustle. Nembukel sat at the small wooden table in his apartment, flipping through the pages of his notebook. Every successful person he had read about had one thing in common. They didn't just work jobs. They built something. The dishwashing job covered rent, but barely. He had come to America with dreams of financial freedom, not just survival. One night, after finishing his shift, he walked past the restaurant's kitchen and noticed something. Perfectly good food being thrown away.
"What happens to all this?"
he asked one of the cooks.
"Goes straight to the trash,"
the man replied.
"Can't serve leftovers."
Nanbukel's mind started racing. What if he could sell it instead of letting it go to waste? The idea comes to life. The next night, he took some of the untouched leftover bread and packaged it neatly. He walked around his neighborhood, offering it at a 1 krona discount. At first, people were skeptical, but then a construction worker bought a few rolls.
"Cheaper than the store,"
the man said, handing over a few dollars. By the end of the night, Nanbukel had made $20, more than 2 hours of dishwashing. Learning to sell. Next day, he tried again, this time with more food. He approached a street vendor selling hot dogs.
"I have fresh bread for your stand,"
he offered. The vendor inspected the rolls.
"How much?"
Nanbukel set a price slightly lower than wholesale stores, and the vendor agreed. That day, he made $50. That was when he learned his first business lesson. People will pay for convenience and savings. Expanding the hustle. Within a week, Nanbukel had a small list of customers. Street vendors, small shops, and even local families started buying from him. But the restaurant's leftovers weren't always enough, so he found a new supplier, a bakery that sold day-old bread at a discount. Nanbukel now bought in bulk and sold at a profit. Within a month, he was making more from his side hustle than from dishwashing. The first taste of entrepreneurship. One evening, as he counted his earnings, he smiled. This was the first time he had made money on his own. It wasn't a fortune, but it was a start. He was no longer just an employee, he was an entrepreneur. Chapter 3, Learning the Market. Nanbukel's food-selling hustle had given him his first real taste of entrepreneurship. But he quickly realized that selling leftovers, while profitable, wasn't scalable. He needed to learn more about business if he wanted to turn his side hustle into a full-fledged company. Observing the market. Every morning before his shift at the restaurant, Nanbukel would walk through the busy streets of New York. He observed vendors selling street food, corner stores making daily sales, and small businesses thriving. He noticed patterns, what people bought the most, at what times, and for what prices. One day, he stood outside a small cafe and watched as the owner sold out of freshly baked croissants by noon. Yet, down the block, another cafe still had plenty left over.
"Why doesn't the second cafe sell as much?"
he wondered. He started asking business owners about pricing, supply chains, and customer demand. Many didn't take him seriously at first, but a few mentors gave him valuable insights. Finding a mentor. One evening, while selling discounted food, he met Mr. Patel, a grocery store owner. Mr. Patel noticed Nan Bukel's sharp instincts and offered him advice.
You have the hunger,
Patel said.
But to win in business, you need to understand what customers want before they even know they need it.
Nan Bukel listened intently.
How do I do that?
Patel gave him three key lessons. People buy for convenience, not just price. Marketing is as important as the product itself. You need to build a brand, not just a business. Applying the knowledge. Nan Bukel took the advice seriously. He started testing different sales strategies, offering bundle deals, promoting word-of-mouth marketing, and even experimenting with small e-flyers to attract more customers. Within a few weeks, his food-selling hustle was making double the income it had before. For the first time, he realized that business wasn't just about selling. It was about creating demand. Expanding the vision. Nan Bukel wasn't satisfied with just selling food on the streets. He knew he needed to transition into a bigger business model. His first step was saving up enough money to invest in something bigger. He made a plan. Save $5,000 counting to start his next venture. Find a business model that could scale. Continue learning and networking. With a clear goal in mind, his journey to becoming a true entrepreneur had officially begun. Chapter 4, The First Business. Nan Bukel had spent months observing, learning, and saving. His side hustle, selling leftover food, had taught him the fundamentals of business. But he knew that if he wanted to become successful, he had to take a bigger risk. Starting his own official business. Choosing the right business. With $5,000 in savings, he spent weeks researching opportunities and he considered opening a small food stall, but he realized something. The used electronics market was booming. One day, while walking through a flea market, he noticed a vendor selling secondhand phones at a markup of 300%.
People need affordable phones, he thought. If I can buy used phones, repair them, and resell them, I could make good money.
The first investment. Nan Bukel found a supplier who sold in bulk used phones, Viki, at discounted prices. He took a deep breath and invested $4,000 into a batch of 50 used smartphones.
If I sell each for a $50 profit, that's $2,500 in earning,
he calculated. He used his last $1,000 to buy repair tools and taught himself how to fix screens and batteries using YouTube tutorials. The first sale. With his stock ready, he started selling phones on Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, and at flea markets. At first, sales were slow. People didn't trust a random guy selling phones, so he built him credibility by offering a one-week warranty and being honest about phone conditions. Within a month, he had sold all 50 phones and made a $2,500 profit. Scaling up. Instead of spending the money, he reinvested in twice as much stock. He also partnered with a local repair technician, allowing him to fix higher-end devices. By the third month, he had made over $10,000 in total revenue. Nan Bukel had gone from selling leftovers to running a profitable electronics business. Lessons from the first business. His first real business taught him valuable lessons. Reinvest profits to grow faster. Trust in customer service. Build a strong reputation. Don't spend earnings. Use them to expand. Nan Bukel's first real business was thriving, but he wasn't stopping here. He was just getting started. Chapter 5, Scaling Up. Nan Bukel's first business was a success. In just a few months, he had turned a small investment into a profitable venture. But he knew that true success wasn't just about making money. It was about scaling up. Reinvesting profits. Instead of spending his earnings, Nan Bukel made a strategic decision. He reinvested every dollar back into the business. He expanded his inventory, purchasing higher-end smartphones and tablets in bulk. He also upgraded his workspace. Instead of fixing phones in his apartment, he rented a small repair booth. inside a busy flea market. Now, customers could walk in, see his products, and even request on-the-spot repairs. Building a brand. To differentiate himself from other resellers, Nanbukel focused on customer service and branding. He created simple business cards, printed a logo, and even set up a basic social media page for his business. He also introduced a 30-day limited warranty, something most resellers didn't offer. Customers now trusted him, and word of mouth spread. Facing competition. As his business grew, so did the competition. Other resellers noticed his success and began offering similar deals. Instead of panicking, Nanbukel analyzed his competitors. He asked himself, what do they offer that I don't? How can I improve my service? What do customers complain about the most? He realized that most resellers didn't focus on customer trust. Many customers feared buying used phones because of hidden defects. Nanbukel's solution? Transparency. He started offering free diagnostics before selling a phone. Customers could test everything. Battery life, screen quality, speaker function, before buying. Breaking $20,000 in sales. By the end of his first year, Nanbukel had surpassed $20,000 in sales. He wasn't just a reseller anymore, he was building a real business. But with growth came new challenges. Scaling required more than just effort, it required a solid strategy. Nanbukel was ready for the next step. Chapter 6, Hitting a Roadblock. Nanbukel had built a successful business, but growth never comes without challenges. Just as things were looking up, he hit his first major roadblock, one that nearly crushed everything he had worked for. The unexpected setback. One morning, as he arrived at his flea market booth, he was met with a shocking sight. His entire stock was missing. His repair tools, his phones, and even his signage, all gone. He ran to the market manager demanding answers.
There was a break-in last night,
the manager said.
Your booth was one of the ones hit.
Nanbukel's heart sank. Months of hard work, stolen in a single night. Worse, he had no insurance. Everything he lost was his entire reinvestment. Falling into despair. For the first time since arriving in America, Nanbukel felt completely defeated. He sat in his empty booth, head in his hands. Maybe he had been too ambitious. Maybe success wasn't meant for him. His mind raced through options, but they all led to one conclusion. He had to start over. Finding a way forward. Instead of giving up, he reached out to his network of mentors and customers. Some of his loyal customers heard about what happened and offered to pay in advance for future phones. With these pre-orders, he was able to scrape together enough money to buy a small batch of phones and repair tools again, turning a loss into a lesson. This experience taught him a crucial lesson. Protect your business. He took several steps to prevent future disasters. He moved his inventory to a secure storage unit. He invested in a business insurance plan. He started keeping cheaty, detailed records of all assets. In just a few months, he was back in business, stronger and smarter than before. Bouncing back. Within 6 months, Nanbukel had not only recovered but expanded. He opened a second booth in another flea market and hired his first employee. His setback had become his biggest lesson in resilience. Nanbukel now knew failure isn't the opposite of success, it's part of the journey. Chapter 7, The First Major Success. Nanbukel had recovered from his setback, but he was still operating in flea markets, a limited and unpredictable environment. He knew that real success required breaking out of the small-scale market and expanding into something bigger. Finding a new opportunity. One of his repeat customers, a businessman named Mr. Carter, noticed Nanbukel's drive and growing reputation for fair deals.
You ever thought about selling wholesale?
Mr. Carter asked one evening. Nanbukel had considered it, but he didn't know how to enter that market. Mr. Carter introduced him to a local electronics distributor who supplied bulk refurbished smartphones to small businesses. The big break. After meeting with the distributor, Nanbukel negotiated a deal. He would buy 100 used phones at a discounted bulk rate, repair them, and resell them to retailers instead of just individual customers. Instead of flipping phones one by one, he was now on selling in batches of 10, 20, or even 50 at a time. His first five-figure profit. Within 2 months, Nanbukel made his first $50,000, more than he had ever made in his entire life. With this newfound capital, he decided it was time to mow palm infros, move beyond flea markets. Opening his first store. Nanbukel used his profits to rent a small storefront in a busy shopping district. When instead of setting up shop in a temporary booth, he now had Maeshiro a permanent location. He put up our professional sign, hired one part-time assistant Mar, and even built a basic website for online orders. For the first time, he wasn't just an independent hustler. He was a business owner. Lessons from his first major success. Nanbukel learned that big success comes from scaling up and creating systems. Wholesale is more profitable than individual sales. A physical store builds more credibility than a flea market booth. Expanding requires reinvesting, not just saving. He had officially broken out of the small-scale hustle and into the world of real entrepreneurship. Chapter 8, Reinventing the Strategy. Nanbukel had reached a new level of success, his own store, steady customers, and a growing reputation. But he knew that staying in one place too long meant risking stagnation. If he wanted to truly scale, he had to reinvent his strategy. Expanding the product line. At first, his store only sold refurbished smartphones, but customers began asking for more. Chargers, phone cases, headphones, and other accessories. Instead of watching customers leave to buy accessories elsewhere, Nanbukel made a new plan. He would source high-margin accessories and bundle them with phone sales. Within 2 months, his store's profits increased by 30%, all from add-on sales. Going online. Nanbukel realized that foot traffic alone wasn't enough. Many of his competitors were selling on eBay, Amazon, and Shopify.
If I want to grow, I need to sell beyond my local area. See?
He thought. He hired a freelancer to design a basic e-commerce website and listed his products online. Within a few weeks, orders started coming in from other cities. His business had officially gone nationwide. Investing in marketing. To drive traffic to his online store, Nanbukel learned about digital marketing, Google Ads, Facebook Ads, and SEO. He ran his first ad campaign, targeting people searching for affordable refurbished phones. In just 1 month, his online sales tripled. The power of reinvention. Nanbukel had proven that success isn't about luck. It's about adapting. By expanding his product line, going online, and investing in marketing, he had doubled his revenue in 6 months. But he wasn't done yet. Bigger opportunities were on the horizon. Chapter 9, Expansion. Nanbukel had taken his business from a small flea market booth to a thriving store with online sales. But he wasn't satisfied. He wanted to take his business beyond just one location. Opening a second location. With profits soaring, Nanbukel made the bold decision to open a second store in another city. This move was risky. He had never managed two locations before. To ensure success, he hired a trusted manager to oversee the new store while he focused on strategy and expansion. Franchising the brand. As his second store became profitable, entrepreneurs started approaching him about franchise opportunities. Instead of expanding one store at a time, Nanbukel explored franchising, allowing others to run stores under his brand while paying him a percentage of their profits. Within a year, he had 4 locations under his brand name. Building a strong team. To manage rapid growth, Nanbukel learned the importance of hiring the right people. He brought in Ma A financial advisor to manage cash flow. He hired Kaid, a marketing expert, to improve branding. He trained store managers to maintain quality control. Revenue hits, 6 figures. With multiple stores, online sales, and a growing reputation, Nanbukel's revenue surpassed $250,000 in a single year. What started as a Mup flea market side hustle had now become Mup a multi-location business empire. Lessons in scaling. Nanbukel learned that scaling a business isn't just about making more sales, it's about systems, people, and vision. And he was just getting started. Chapter 10, Breaking into the Big Leagues. Nanbukel had transformed from a small-time entrepreneur into the owner of multiple stores, but he knew that true wealth and success required breaking into larger markets. He set his sights on major contracts and corporate deals. Targeting corporate clients. Until now, his business had relied on individual customers and franchise locations. But large companies often needed bulk phone orders, repair contracts, and technology solutions. Nanbukel created a Kiyon's corporate division, offering businesses bulk sales on refurbished phones and repair services for their employees. His first major client was a real estate company that needed 500 refurbished phones for their field agents. That single deal alone brought in $75,000 in revenue. Expanding to new markets. With corporate clients bringing in steady income, Nanbukel expanded beyond electronics. He partnered with suppliers to offer laptops, office equipment, and software solutions. His company was no longer just a small electronics store, it was evolving into a full-fledged tech distribution business. Breaking the $1 million mark. Within 2 years, Nanbukel's business had grown exponentially. Between his retail stores, online sales, corporate clients, and expansion into new markets, his company's revenue surpassed $1 million. What had started with a single flea market stall had now become a million-dollar business empire. Lessons from the journey. Nanbukel's journey to becoming a millionaire had taught him 3 key lessons. Think big. Small businesses can evolve into large enterprises. Diversification is the key to long-term stability. Your network and relationships will determine your level of success. Nanbukel had done what many thought was impossible. An immigrant with nothing had built a million-dollar empire through persistence, learning, and reinvention. Chapter 11, Navigating Failures. Nanbukel had built a million-dollar business empire. But success didn't mean the end of challenges. As his company expanded, new obstacles, mistakes, and setbacks emerged. The struggles of rapid growth. With multiple store locations, online sales, and corporate contracts, the pressure to maintain quality and efficiency grew exponentially. Nanbukel was no longer just an entrepreneur. He was now a PCEO managing a large operation. One of his biggest mistakes was expanding too fast, without strengthening his foundation. Some stores underperformed, and a few of franchise partners struggled to maintain the same quality and customer service he had built his reputation on. The financial crisis. As his expenses grew, rent, inventory, payroll, Nanbukel faced a cash flow crisis. A delayed payment from a major corporate client left him struggling to pay suppliers. For the first time in years, he feared losing everything. Instead of panicking, he turned to his mentors, who advised him to cut unnecessary expenses, restructure operations, and renegotiate payment terms with vendors. Within months, he had stabilized cash flow and optimized operations. learning a crucial lesson. Growth is good, but controlled growth is better. Rebuilding and reinventing. Nan Buchel knew that long-term success required constant adaptation. He closed underperforming locations, streamlined supply chains, and focused more on high-margin online sales. By shifting his strategy, he not only recovered, but made the business stronger. Failures are just lessons. Nan Buchel had learned that every successful entrepreneur faces setbacks. The key is to learn, adapt, and keep moving forward. With his business stronger than ever, he was now closer than ever to achieving financial freedom. Chapter 12, The Million Dollar Moment. For years, Nan Buchel had dreamed of becoming a millionaire, and now he was on the verge of achieving it. Reflecting on the journey. As he sat in his office, reviewing the company's latest financial report, the numbers were clear. His business had officially surpassed $1 million in revenue. It felt surreal. Just years ago, he had landed in the U.S. with only $500 in his pocket and no clear path forward. Now he was running a multi-location business, a thriving e-commerce operation, and serving corporate clients nationwide. The power of smart investments. Nan Buchel had learned that making money is just the beginning. Keeping and growing it is the real challenge. Instead of spending his wealth on luxuries, he focused on investing in real estate, stocks, and startup businesses. These investments began generating passive income, allowing him to step back from daily operations and focus on mentorship, philanthropy, and legacy building. The moment of freedom. One morning, he received an email with his company's latest financial breakdown. His personal net worth had officially hit $1 million. Nan Buchel closed his laptop, leaned back in his chair, and smiled. He had done it. But this wasn't the end. It was the beginning of Hyunkoo's new chapter in life, one focused on giving back, helping others, and building a lasting legacy. Conclusion: The Journey to Wealth. Nan Buchel's story is not just one of success, it is a testament to resilience, vision, and continuous learning. From arriving in the United States with nothing but a dream to building a million-dollar business empire, his journey reflects the essence of entrepreneurship. Lessons from the journey. As he looks back on his journey, Nan Buchel shares some final thoughts on what made the difference. Mindset is everything. Success begins with the belief that it is possible. Every problem is an opportunity. Setbacks are just lessons in disguise. Never stop learning. Markets change. Businesses evolve. Only those who adapt will survive. Relationships matter. No one succeeds alone. Build a network, find mentors, and collaborate. The future. With his business thriving, Nan Buchel is now focused on helping others achieve success. He has started mentoring young entrepreneurs, investing in startups, and writing about his experiences to inspire future generations.
If I can do it, so can you.
Success isn't about where you start. It's about how far you're willing to go.